Okay, here I ask you. I want to ask you in English, which book did you read? Which book did you read? How will you translate? Karata, fine. That is your verb. Which book? Ayya kitabin. Because it comes as a mafulun being for? Which lesson did you write? Ayya darsin katapta. Are you with me? Why? Because these are katapta, karata, hafista. Okay. These are all transitive verbs. What are they? Mutaaddi. So that is why if you have ayya, it is mafulun bihi coming in front. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So ayya is mafulun bihi wa huwa mudaf, and suratin is mudaf ilayhi, and hafiz is your hafiz. I didn't say brother Hafiz. Hafiz. Fial. Where is the file? And what is this anti doing here? It is for emphasis. MashaAllah. What is the answer? Ana. And then? Hafiz tu. Surat al Hadid. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? What is Ana? Muftada, mashallah. So where is your khabar? Jumla failure. So let us analyze jumla failure. Hafiz, fail, tu, and then surata, mafulun bi, wahua, and then mudafilay. Mashallah, mashallah. Wa ataf, hiya, and then atwalu, khabar, mashallah, min suratil Rahmani. Are you with me, brother? Translate, brother. And it is more longer than Surah Rahman. MashaAllah, MashaAllah, MashaAllah. So you got the idea, brother. So Atwalu is here also comparative degree. Why I say comparative? Min has come to guide me. Okay? Longer than. So brother, Atwalu is your khabar. Atwalu is khabar. Why it is atwalu and not atwalun? Why it is single dhamma? Is it coming as a mudaf? No. Then why it is single dhamma atwalu? Diptod, mashallah. Why? Because it is diptod. You got to remember that. Of course, Sister Sukhaina, you are right when you say it is on the wazan of afalu, but we must remember these are all diptotes. Very good. And then min comes, brother, harf jar. Isam majrur. Where is the isam majrur? Surati. Wa huwa mudaf, and then mudaf ilayhi. MashaAllah, mashaAllah. Wa kazalik. Now, wa kazalik. Likewise, brother and sister, I won't go in detail here. Just to tell you, the ka is also harf jar, and zalik is isam majrur, but we are going to learn later on that, okay? Wa ka zalik, and likewise, hafiz, tu, sitta, asharata, ayatan, min suratin, nabai. Okay, brothers and sisters, here we come across numbers. So I will write down the number. Sit. Asha ra ta aya tan. Remember, I will repeat again, brothers and sisters. Number 1 and 2, they are always nat manut, and then from 3 to 10, they are always mudaf mudaf ilayhi. And you got to always remember al-adad and al-ma'dud. Remember, adad is the number, ma'dud is the thing counted. Okay? Remember? And so we know how to count up to 10. Now in this lesson, we are learning to count from 11 to 19, when the Mahdud is oneness. We already learned in lesson number 3, I believe, when the Mahdud was Muzakkar. Remember? Ahada Ashara Taliban. Ithna Ashara Taliban. And how did we count 13? Salasata Ashara Taliban. Remember? Arba'ata Ashara Taliban. Khamsata Ashara Taliban. Sittata Ashara Taliban. Sabata Ashara Taliban. Okay, and then we did Samaniyata Ashara Taliban. Tisata Ashara Taliban and Ishruna Taliban. Now we come to Muannas. How many words are there in the Adad? It's a compound. Brothers and sisters, it is a compound. Part 1 and part 2. From 13 to 19. Now, this comes with practice when you write it, inshallah. When from 13 to 19, okay, if the Ma'adud is Mu'annas, then the second part matches, the first part goes opposite. That's all. This is to be remembered, okay, brothers and sisters. Sitta Asharata. Ayatan. What is Ayatan? Tamiz. MashaAllah. You will remember, From 11 to 99, you will have Ma'adud coming as a Tamiz. Remember? And from 3 to 10, it will come as a Mudaf Ilayhi. And again from 100, it will also come as a Mudaf Ilayhi, but it will be singular. But from 11 to 99, it will be singular, will be mansub, it will be indefinite, and we call it tamiz, mashallah. Now again we have to remember that from 11 to 19, they are mabni. They do not change. Whether it is a fa'il, or it is mafulun bihi, or it is ism majrur, they will not change. It will remain same. So here is Hafiz 2. Okay, Hafiz, Fiel. Hafiz, Fiel. There is the file 2. I memorized. Can I ask a question? What did you memorize? The answer is Sitta Asharata Ayatan. Now, do you think that this Fata is because it is Mafulun Bihi? No. This fatah is mabni. If it is marfu, it will remain mabni. If it is mansub, it is already mabni. Okay. So right now, your mafulun bihi is sitta asharata. What is it, brother and sister? What is your mafulun bihi? Sitta asharata. And what is ayatan tamiz? MashaAllah. And then min harf jar surati ism majrur and nabai. Mudafili. Very good. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Inna ki. So ki is your ismu inna mansub. And where is khabar inna? Talibatun. And what is this mujtahidatun doing here? It is naat. Ana mubtada masruratun khabar biki. Jar majrur. Got the idea? Biki, jar majrur. Fine. What is the translation? I'm happy with you, MashaAllah. I'm happy. Innaki taliban mujtahidun. How will you translate? Truly, you are a hard-working student, MashaAllah. Azhabti ilal maktabati al-yawm. Azhabti ilal maktabati al-yawma. Al-Yawma Zarf, brother. What is the translation? Did you go to the library today? So fine, brother. Naam. Zahabtu. Zahabtu. What is this? This is a Jumla Failia. Where is the Fial? Zahab. Where is the file? Tu. MashaAllah. Now the mother is asking, Maza karati hunaka. What is hunaka? Zarf. Zarfu makan. Fine. Maza karati. What did you read? What is the answer? Karatu. See, the verbs are very simple. Anta, anti. And then when you reply, you become ana. Karati, karatu. Karata, karatu. Are you with me? See the how the verbs are used? We got to keep it in mind that, you know. Karatu majallatan. Okay, brothers and sisters? Karatu. I read. Read what? You get the answer. Majallatan. So what is majallatan? Mafulun bihi. Kara, fiel, tu, file. Okay? Min Pakistana. Jar majrur. Fine? Ismuha. I would like you to put a full stop there for simplicity. Put a full stop. Ismuha, what kind of a compound is this? Mudaf mudaf ilayhi. Ismuha, so is it jumla failure, ismiya? Ismuha, jumla ismiya. What are we looking for? Where is muftada? Ismu, mashallah, wa huwa mudaf and then mudaf ilayhi. What is the khabar? Al-islamu. Khabar is always marfu. If the khabar is one word, it is always marfu. MashaAllah. Al-umu. Bil-lugat al-arbiyati hiya. How will you translate this, brothers and sisters? Is it in Arabic language? La. Hiya. Bil-lugat al-inglisiyati. Okay, brother? It is in English language. So what is here? Where is our khabar? Billogati. What is billogati? Jar majrur. Now you will say shibu jumla khabar. And what is al-arbiyati? Nat. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Azabti ilal mudirati. What is the answer? La. Hiya ma ja'at al-yawma. This is another word, brothers and sisters. Look at the verb. Ja'a. See, like qala. And zada. This is also a weak verb. And it will not conjugate the way we are used to. We can go only up to huma. Can you conjugate a little bit, brother? Ja'a. Ja'a. Ja'u. Ja'at. Ja'ata, khalas. The rest we'll do later on. So, here, what is here? Oh, where is the khabar? Jumla failure, huh? Okay. Ma is harfu nafi. What is ja'at? Where is the fi'al? Ja'a. And what is the? Ta'utanisi. Where is the file? Where is the file? Mustatir, mashallah. Takdiruhu, hiya. Yadullu ala, that hiya in the beginning, mashallah. Are you with me, brother? Never ever say Tau Tanisi as a file. I got a very weak heart. I'll get a heart attack. Huh? Okay? Al yawma is zarf. Now the thing is lima. What is the meaning of lima? Why? Why? Why she did not come? Ja'a is to come. Ma ja'at means she did not come today. She did not come today. Lima, why? Azunnu. Now we are learning something more, brother and sister. Azunnu. What is the meaning of azunnu?
I think.
Okay. What is madi? What is madi, brother and sister? Huh? Zanna. This is also a verb which we'll do later on. Zanna. Do you see a shadda there? Huh? How many letters are there? What are they, brother? Zanana. What is it? Zanana. But we are not going to go in detail. It will come later on. But for simplicity, Zanna is Madi, and Bab Nasara. What did I say? Bab Nasara. What will be? Ya, Zunnu. Are you with me? Ya Zunnu. That is your Mudariya. Brother, if I tell you Zanna Ya Zunnu, and I say Ya Zunnu, five in your pocket? Ya Zunnu, Ta Zunnu, Ta Zunnu, A Zunnu, Na Zunnu. Yazunnu, he thinks. Tazunnu, she thinks. Again, tazunnu, you think. Azunnu, I think. Nazunnu, we think. Where are the file in this? Mustatir. The files are mustatir. Okay? Fine. Azunnu. The answer is azunnu. What kind of a jumla is this? Jumla failure, brother. Azunnu, I think. And now comes Anna. Now this is, as we know, Anna is the sister of Inna. And what is the meaning of Anna? Inna means verily, truly. And Anna means that. T-H-A-T. That. Huh? Anna is that. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Anna is that. Min akhwatu Inna. What does Inna do? It makes Muftada into Ismo Inna. See, remember, the day one I told you, if you can remember, I said, Ashhadu Anna Muhammadan. You all said Muhammadan. Remember? Ashhadu Anna. What is Muhammadan? Ismo Anna. Ismu Anna Mansubun. When you say Ashadu Anna Muhammadan, the Anna and then Muhammadan is Ismu Anna. Where is the khabar in that case? Ashadu Anna Muhammadan Abduhu wa Rasuluhu. This is your khabar. We'll go some other time in detail. Now, brothers and sisters, as I said to you, that Anna. Brothers and sisters, Anna can also have pronoun attached to it. Can we attach 14 pronouns to it? I think we can. We are expert, brother. Inshallah. Ready? Annahu, Annahuma, Annahum, Annaha, Annahuma, Annahunna, Annaka, Annakuma, Annakum, Annaki, Annakuma, Annakunna. And then? Annani or Anni. Both will be correct. And then Annana or Anna. Both will be correct. Are you with me? Annahu, Annahuma, Annahum. So what is Anna? Arfu Tawqid wa Nasbin. And what is who? Ismu Anna Mansubun. Ready? Annahu, Annahuma, Annahum. Annaha, Annahuma, Annahunna. Annaka, Annakuma, Annakum. Annaki, Annakuma, Annakunna. Anni, Anna. You can also say, Annani, Annana. So all these pronouns are coming as Ismu, Anna, Mansubun. Mansub, remember Mansub, okay, fine. Brothers and sisters, Azunnu, and that is Annaha. So Anna is min akhwatu Inna, and what is Ha? Ismu Anna Mansub. Now remember, we have learned khabar can be of five kinds. So whenever the concept of khabar will come, we will always keep those five kinds of khabar in our mind. Number one khabar, if it is one word. And then number two khabar, it could be jar, majrur, shibu, jumla. Number third khabar, it could be zarf. And then mudafili. Number fourth khabar, jumla failia. And number fifth khabar, jumla ismiya. So what kind of a khabar is this here? Jumla failia coming as a khabar for anna, mashallah, mashallah. Azunnu annaha zahabat, mashallah, mashallah. Ila Makkah. Makkata. Makkata, why Makkata? Deep throat, brother. Deep throat. Okay, brother and sister, zahabat. Where is the fuel? Zahaba. What is this? Tautanish. Where is the fire? Where is the fire? Mustatir. You have to say fa'ilun mustatir. Takdiruhu hiya. Yadullu ala ha. Where it goes to? Annaha. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Illa makkata jar majrur. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. There are only four sentences. I'll finish it, brother. Asharibti shaya. Asharibti shaya. What is the translation? Did you drink the tea? If I say asharibti, then the question is, what did you drink? Asharibti shaya. Okay, brother and sister, where is the fial? Sharib. Sharib only. Huh? Where is the file? Tea. And what is the shaya? Maful. Oh, mashallah. Huh? My mouth is watering now. Tea time soon, inshallah. What was the answer? La. Huh? La. And then ma sharib tu. Now here mafulun bihi should be there. Ma sharib tu hu. But it is understood. Mafulun bihi is here understood. Shariba is a transitive verb. It should have mafulun bihi. But if you say ma sharib tu, I didn't drink. But the tea is still there. I didn't drink it. Huh? Remember that. Okay, fine. Lil khadimati. What is khadimati? To the servant. Huh? Hati. What is the meaning of hati? Bring. What kind of a verb is this? Fi'lu amar. Huh? Where is the file, brothers and sisters? Ya, which means anti. Hati shaya ya layla. Bring tea, O Laila. Shaya again, mafulun bihi. Are you with me? File is ya of anti. And then Maryam is saying, Wahati, and also bring, okay, again the file is ya. Bring what? Ketra'ata, a piece. Piece of what? Bread. Khubzin, bread. So brothers and sisters, hati is a fi'al amr, fa'il is ya, and then kit'ata is your mafulun bihi, wa huwa mudaf, and khubzin is, and what is this aidan? Mafulun mutlaq. We're going to learn later on, inshallah. Ya layla. O layla, bring a piece of bread also. Why? She's asking that. Ana Jaw'a. Ana Jaw'a. What is Jaw'a, brother?
I'm hungry.
I'm hungry. But we learned that Ana Jaw'anu. And here it is Ana Jaw'a. Why? What happened? This is feminine. We are going to learn. Jaw'anu is masculine. And if the sister says, I'm hungry, she will say, Ana Jaw'a. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Alhamdulillah. I hope you understood. So, ana jaw'a, what kind of a sentence is this? Jumla ismiya. What are we looking for? Where is mubtada? What is jaw'a? No, khabar. Khabar, it's one word. It's khabar. Mubtada and khabar, khalas. Halwa puri. Very simple. Okay? Now, inshallah, we'll have some cake and halwa puri, inshallah. Okay, we'll take a tea break, inshallah. We'll practice again, brother. We're going to practice sakana. He lived. Ready? Madi again. Sakana, sakana, sakanu, sakanat, sakanata, sakanna, sakanta, sakantuma, sakantum, sakanti, sakantuma, sakantunna, sakantu, sakanna. Huwa? Ana? Anta, anti, nahnu, hum, sakanu, hunna, sakanna, Antum sakantum. Huh? Antunna sakantunna. So inshallah you'll remember. Huh? Yaskunu. Are you with me? Sakana yaskunu. Five in your pocket. Yaskunu, taskunu, taskunu, askunu, naskunu. Got the idea, brother and sister? Now we do the whole thing, okay? Yaskunu, yaskunani, yaskununa, hiya, taskunu, taskunani, hunna, yaskunna, hunna, yaskunna, anta, taskunu, taskunani, taskununa, anti, taskunina, taskunani, antunna, taskunna, ana, nahnu, taskunu. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. One more time, brother. Darasa. Let us do madi quickly. Darasa, darasa, darasu, darasat, darasata, darasna, darasta, darastuma, darastum, darasti, darastuma, darastunna, darastu, darasna. Anta, anti, ana, nahnu, huwa, hiya, hum, hunna, darasna, antum, darastum, anti, antunna, ana, nahnu, mashallah. Darasa yadrusu. Are you with me? Yadrusu, five in your pocket. Yadrusu, tadrusu, tadrusu, adrusu, nadrusu. So easy, brother. Very easy. Now we do the whole thing. Yadrusu, yadrusani, yadrusuna, hiya, tadrusu, tadrusani, hunna, yadrusna, hunna, yadrusna, anta, tadrusu, tadrusani, tadrusuna, anti, tadrusina, tadrusani, antunna, tadrusna, ana, adrusu, nahnu, nadrusu. We will practice, because lesson number 10, all the time, these two words will be used, inshallah, in mudariya. And you will find it very easy, inshallah. Brothers and sisters, ajib anil as'ilatil atiyati. Answer the following questions. Okay, brother? Those who have new books, the vowel signs are there. Those who have old book, there are no vowel signs. But you see, the verb hafiza sa'idun. So hafiza is a transitive verb. So what will happen to ayyu? Ayya, mashallah. Ayya suratin hafiza sa'idun. What will you answer, brother? Which translation? Which surah Hafiz memorized? Huh? Or what will your answer? Hafiza Saidun Suratar Rahmani. Surata Mafulun Bihi Rahmani. Are you with me? Inshallah. Okay. Brother, Kam Ayatan. Kam after Kam Ayatan has come. What is Ayatan? Tamiz, mashallah. Kam Ayatan min Surat Tin Nabai Hafizat Maryamu. Okay? Translation, brother. How many verses from Surah Naba Maryam memorized? What is the answer? Hafizat Maryamu Sitta Asharata Ayatin. Brother, here it is Ashrata. Make it sukoon here, brother. Ashrata. Ashrata. Okay? Masmul Majallati Karaat Ha Maryamu Fil Maktabati. What will be the translation? Masmul Majallati. What is the name of the magazine which Maryam read it in the library? Bi ayyi lugatin hiya. In which language? See now, ayyi. Why it ayu became ayyi? Bi harf char came. Harf char isim majur. Bi ayyi lugatin hiya. Huh? Are you with me? What will you say? Ismuha. Why ha? Because it is magazine. Muannas. Ismuha al-Islamu. What will you say? اسمها الاسلام وهي باللغة الانجليزية. هي باللغة الانجليزية. Good brother. You got to write it, huh, brothers and sisters. Never shy away from writing. Writing will make you very strong, inshallah. The hadhil alama. Okay? The hadhil alamata. The is amar also, put. Amam al jumla al sahiha. Wa hadhil alama, amam al jumla al ghair sahih. We know what to do, inshallah. Now we got to figure out, is the sentence correct or not? What is in the book? Ma fariha, ma fariha al-mudari su bi sa'idin. The teacher was not happy with Sa'id. That is the translation. Is it correct? No, it is wrong. Fariha al-mudari su bi sa'idin. Fine. Maryamu Jav'a. Is it correct? Yes. Kharajat Maryamu min al-madrasati ba'd salati al-zuhri. Is it correct? Yes. Suratul Rahmani atwalu min suratul Hadid. No, it is the other way around. Suratul Hadid atwalu min suratul Rahmani. Aminatu wa Fatimatu wa Suadu Zamilatu Maria Ma. MashaAllah. Maria Ma. Correct? Very good, brother. Okay. Now, here are some questions which has got no relationship with the dars. You have to reply on your own, brother and sisters. You will reply on your own. If you are asked, if I have to ask a sister, then I will say, Azhabti ilal madrasati al-yawm. If I have to ask a brother, I will say, Azhabta ilal madrasati al-yawm. What will be your answer? Naam, zahabtu. Or you will say, La, ma zahabtu. Whatever. But make it naam. It's good to go to school. Okay. Mata. Rajata or Mata Rajati, depends whom you are asking. Mata Rajata Miral Madrasati Rajatu Bada Salatul Zuhri or Bada Dars, you can say. Ayya Suratin Karata Bada Salatul Fajri. What is the translation? Which surah did you read after Salatul Fajri? What will you say? Karatu Surat al-Yasin, whatever you want to say, huh? Okay, mashallah. Next one, brother. Ayya suratin. Why ayya? Because there is a verb here, transitive verb inside. Okay. Ayya suratin hafista. What will you translate? Which surah did you memorize? Hadhal usbu'ah. Remember, it is usbu'ah. Very soon we are going to understand this. Okay, brother. Al-usbu'a. Al-usbu'a. What can it be, brothers and sisters? Al-usbu'a. Al-usbu'a. It is a zarf, mashallah. What is it? Just like al-yawma, al-usbu'a, it is a zarf. Zarfu zaman. Brothers and sisters, but before Zarfu Zaman, something else came. So Haza came before Zarfu Zaman. So what happens to Haza? What shall we call Haza? It is Ismu Ishara. And if you say this, I say, no, this no Muftida rather. Because this is Jumla Failure. No, in situation like this, we are going to study in detail later on. But every time it will come and I will remind you. And I will remind you so many times that it will come out of your both ears. Okay? So, Hadha here is a Zarf. What is Zarf here? Hadha. Are you with me? Okay, and then if Hadha is a Zarf, then what is Al-Usbu'ah? Badal. Are you with me? If I say al-yawma, what is al-yawma? Zarf. If I say hadha al-yawma, so where is the zarf now? Hadha. And what is al-yawma? Badal. Are you with me? Hadha al-masa'a. So masa'a, evening, that is your zarf. But if I put hadha in front, then the hadha becomes zarf. We are going to learn all these things in book 3 in detail. But I will be pointing out to you from time to time so that you can prepare yourself. It's not difficult. When there is a zarf and in front of it is a smu ishara, then that smu ishara is taking the place of the zarf. And after smu ishara, if it is al usbu'a, then it becomes badal. Al yawma, it will become badal. Al masa'a, it will become badal. Are you with me, brother and sister? Inshallah. I'll be guiding you, brother and sister. Ayya suratin hafiz ta hadha al-usbu'a. What will your answer? Which surah did you memorize? Hafiz tu. Surat al-Rahmani, you can say. And again you can say hadha al-usbu'a if you want to. If you want to. If you don't say, it is understood. Okay, brothers and sisters? Very good, brothers and sisters. Now, again, we have to be very careful. Remember, what is coming? And am. We got to separate them. Two things. If there are two mafulun bihi, one mafulun bihi will come with and the second mafulun bihi come after am. Look at this. Abil ma'il baridi gasalta wajhaka am bil ma'il hari. What is the translation? Warm water. But look at it, brothers and sisters. Two things we are asking. Al-ma'u barid and al-ma'u har. And harf jar came. So bil-ma'i barid and bil-ma'i har. Okay? So they came separately. You got to watch for it. And then gasalta. What is gasalta? Fi'al fa'il. Where is your mafulun bihi? Wajha. Wajha ka two words. Mudaf mudaf ilahi. So wajha is your mafulun bihi. Wahuwa mudaf. And mudaf ilahi. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. What should be your answer? Of course, we can only say hot water. Gasaltu wajhi. Gasaltu wajhi. I wash my face with bilmail ha. Inshallah. If you are brave enough, then you can wash with cold water. Okay. Man gasala kamisaka wa mindilaka. Kamisaka mudaf mudaf ilayhi, mindilaka mudaf mudaf ilayhi. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Okay. Who washed it, brother? You, so how will you answer? Gasalat. I'll say, you can say gasalat ummi, or you can say gasalat ukhti, or you can say gasalat zawjati, my wife. Are you with me, brother and sister? And then kamisaka will become kamisi. Mashallah, brother Hasan. Kamisi and mindi li. Remember, we got to change the pronouns. Are you with me, sister and sister? Kamisaka will become kamisi. And my, okay, remember. Okay. Fine. Annis al-fa'il. Annis al-fa'ila. Make the fa'il muannas. Very easy, brother. Very easy. Okay, where is the fa'il, brother? Asharibta shaya ya hamid. Where is the fa'il? Ta. Ta. There is the fa'il ta. Make it muannas. Asharibti. Asharibti. Khalas. Asharibti shayar. Then you have to change the munada. Whom you are addressing. You change it. Brother, this is very easy. Very easy. This is absolutely halwa puri. Sister Halima. Your is first. Akatapta darsa ya Ali. What will you say? Uh-huh. Ya Fatima. Say anything. Take any name. You can say Ya Halima. Katabti Darsa Ya Halima. Okay, are you with me? MashaAllah. Now this is all, that's all you have to do. Now, of course, come on, give me a break. I know Katabta is Muzakkar, Katabti is Muannas. That's all. So brother, that's why I say it is Halwa Puri. Sister Arifa, Gasalti, Waj, Ha. If you say Wajhu, then it is wrong. Wajha. Why Wajha, sister? But Gasalti, did you wash? Wash what? You need Mafulun Bihi. Got the idea? You will always ask this question to the verb. What is that question? What and whom? If you get a proper answer, that is your mafulun bihi. Agasalti wajha ki. And then you change the name. Okay. Sister Aisha. Ya binti. Khalas. MashaAllah. Excellent. Sister Maimuna. MashaAllah. Afahinti darsal jadida. Excellent, mashallah. Sister Nasreen. Baada dar. Zarf, okay, inshallah. Baada darsi. Ya ukhti, you can say. Sister Manas. That's it. Halwa Puri. Now you are getting a tough thing. Brothers, sisters, remember, look at this what I am writing. No vowel sign. No vowel signs. How many possibilities are there? Four possibilities. Zahabta, Zahabti, Zahabtu, and Zahabat. So you will look into the sentence and figure out. And it's very interesting and very easy. What is it? Ana? Zahabtu. Khalas, brother. It's easy. And next one, Ya Yusufu. Azahabta. Okay. Ukhti. Zahabat. Because it's third person. Ukhti. Zahabat. My sister. Okay. And then, Ya Fatima, Azabti. See how easy it is, brother. You will be able to figure out. But it becomes easier with you because you work hard at your conjugation. And please don't forget, every day do two conjugation. I don't want you to do more than two. Just two conjugation and finish that page 6, inshallah. Very good. So, Ta'ammal, ponder. Ma yali, what follows. So, same thing that I wrote, it has got four possibilities. Zahabat, Zahabta, Zahabti, Zahabtu. Okay. Now comes something else, brother and sister. Ta'ammal lil misalaini il aati yaini. Ponder over the two following examples. Afahimta darsa ya Ali. Afahimta darsa ya Ali. What is it, brothers and sisters? Translation? Did you understand? There is no negation. Did you understand? Answer will be yes and no. Now, if put it in a negative form, the question, Ama afahimta darsa ya Ali? What is the translation? Didn't you understand the lesson? So what will be your answer? Bala. For yes, I understood. Yeah. And if you say no, I didn't understand, how will you say? Naam. Because when you say naam, you are agreeing with the statement. Then first you will say naam and then you will say, I did not understand. Are you with me, Brother Muhammad?
Yes.
Did you get the idea?
Yes.
When it is in negation, and if you agree with the question, then you will say naam. Didn't you understand the dars? Yes means I didn't understand. And then you will say ma fahimtu. Little tricky. Okay, but we will inshallah understand it. You will get more understanding if you will sit down and write, brothers and sisters. And you all have Hello Tamari. First, I will request you to write your answers and then check with Hello Tamari. Hello Tamari. Don't go into the Hello Tamari first. That will defeat the purpose of learning, brother. Okay?